The Queen of Heaven, written by David Hooks, read by Shane Browning. Easter is coming, and if you are like many Christians, you are probably excited. If so, you might want to reconsider this holiday. In fact, you might just be worshiping someone other than Jesus Christ without even knowing it. One of the most interesting aspects of human nature is for us to do completely the opposite of what God says. If God says do something, we don't do it. If he says for us not to do something, we do it, all the while deluding ourselves into believing that we are actually worshiping God in a way that would please him. An example of this is found in the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 7, verses 17 and 18, God is quoted as saying, quote, "Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods that they may provoke me to anger," unquote. This is an obvious violation of the first and second commandments. God was not pleased that they were worshiping other gods. God went on to say how angry he was with them and how he would punish them for their sins. God told Jeremiah to tell the people what he had said, but he knew they would not listen. See Jeremiah 7, verses 27 and 28. God did, in fact, punish them, and the survivors fled into Egypt against God's will, Jeremiah 43. In Egypt, they continued to reject the word of God spoken through Jeremiah, and the people said that they would continue to worship the Queen of Heaven, Jeremiah 44. What does this story of ancient Judah have to do with the present? Believe it or not, this same Queen of Heaven is widely worshipped in today's world. Many churches, religious organizations, and businesses bear her name. Just do an internet search and see how many times the term Queen of Heaven pops up. It is amazing. This goddess is still worshipped today. She also goes under other names, one of which is Ishtar, the anglicized form of which is Easter. Some say that the term Queen of Heaven now refers to Mary, the mother of Christ, and that it is Mary that is being honored. As hard as it is to believe for some, Mary is not even in heaven. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, the Apostle Paul stated that only Jesus possesses immortality. Mary is now in the grave awaiting the resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 57, along with other of God's faithful. Hebrews 11, verses 13 and 39. Mary is not honored by observing Easter Day. Ishtar is being honored. In studying ancient history, you will discover Ishtar was a real person, and a very evil one at that. Now are you able to see the relevance of the ancient pagan goddess called the Queen of Heaven to modern-day religious practices? Consulting most any encyclopedia or doing an internet search will show you the origin of Easter. It is clearly pagan. You cannot Christianize a pagan holiday by saying now we honor Christ and Mary on that day. God forbids this. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 29 through 32. Are you willing to obey God, or will you continue to resist like the ancient Jews? For more information on Easter and God's true holy days, please order the booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. In the meantime, be sure to read Easter or Passover, which is for Christians.